Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
I've been thinking a lot about how Jesus's relationships are always based on healing. And it's really kind of taken me aback, Joshua, about how much I didn't really understand that. But you look at it, and in Matthew chapter 12, you see this whole religious group that is after him because he's breaking the rules. And Jesus is constantly showing them, you know what? This is all about relationship with God. And they don't really see that at all. And so they're all mad that he is healing someone on a Sabbath. And the whole point of Sabbath is rest, which is about healing. And so when I start looking at that, I realized that they just needed to step back and gain perspective and see the power of what he was demonstrating.
Right. You know, it's so important to realize that relationship with God is all about healing. Without that relationship, you're going to feel harm. But as he heals you, then you're in a better space, and you're able to have relationships that then pour into others and are able to heal others. And so it's really cool that, you know, God gives us the strength to go through those challenges of life and in our relationship with him. And then that not only helps us, but now we can provide that and help others.
You know, it really is true that then we have that, I guess really what you would say is a responsibility,
right,
to be healing to others. I love that. And as I've been thinking about that, like when I'm praying or reading scripture, whatever it is, I need to have that evaluation. What's the healing place for me in this and for those that I will be around today? And that makes such a difference when I look at everything through the healing power of God.
Right. So determine to give space for your relationship with God and experience healing. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.